These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending October 25th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. The BBC published a version of its international news site accessible on the Tor network in an effort to help readers avoid government censorship and surveillance. The site will be the international version as seen from outside the UK. That includes foreign language services like BBC Arabic, BBC Persian, and BBC Russian, but UK-only content and services like BBC iPlayer will be unavailable. The site can be found at bbcnewsvtvjtpsuy.onion. The European Data Protection Supervisor, or EDPS, has found, quote, serious concerns over the compliance of the relevant contractual terms with data protection rules and role of Microsoft as a processor for EU institutions using its products and services. Microsoft said it will soon announce contractual changes that will address concerns, such as those raised by the EDPS. Samsung updated the software for its Galaxy S10 and Note 10 phones to fix problems that led any fingerprint to unlock the phone if a certain type of screen protector was in place during fingerprint registration and then left on the phone. Samsung is pushing notifications for the update to phones that have registered any kind of biometric data. The Bank of China and Alipay both pulled fingerprint-authorized functions from their apps on some Samsung devices. Mozilla launched Firefox 70 for Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, and iOS. New social tracking protection blocks cross-site tracking cookies from sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. A privacy protections report shows users how many trackers, fingerprints, and crypto miners it has blocked. Firefox's password management service Lockwise now has a password generator and works with Firefox Monitor to let you know if one of your accounts may have been involved in a breach. The green lock icon is now gray, and insecure HTTP and FTP connections show a red crossout logo. Firefox 70 also strips path information from the HTTP referrer sent to trackers. On the performance side, Web renders rolling out for Windows running on integrated Intel graphics, and compositor updates on macOS should speed things up and reduce power consumption on that platform. The German Federal Office for Information Security carried out an audit of browser security, testing Firefox 68, Google Chrome 76, Microsoft Internet Explorer 11, and Microsoft Edge 44. The tests did not include Safari, Brave, Opera, or Vivaldi. The audit evaluated how well the browsers it included complied with the office's guidelines for secure modern browsers. It was a long list, including things like support for TLS, icons for secure connections, signed and verifiable browser updates, user control of things like browser history, user-controlled blacklists, and many more. Firefox was the only browser that met all the requirements. Chrome, IE, and Edge all failed for lack of support for a master password mechanism and no option to block telemetry collection. IE failed the most requirements. Google published a paper in the journal Nature claiming the company's 54-qubit Sycamore quantum computer has achieved quantum supremacy. It can perform a calculation, in this case a technique for determining random numbers, in 200 seconds that would take the world's most powerful classical computer about 10,000 years to perform. This is the paper inadvertently published on NASA's website about a month ago. However, IBM researchers have proposed a method in which a classical computer could achieve the calculation in question in a practical amount of time. IBM's method would require using hard drive space in addition to RAM and a few other optimizations to perform the calculation in 2.5 days rather than 10,000 years. Researchers at Germany's Security Researchers Lab developed 4 Amazon Echo skills and 4 Google Home skills that passed the vetting process from both companies and were then able to phish users for passwords as well as perform a little bit of eavesdropping. Users would trigger the apparently innocent app by saying something like, "Ask my lucky horoscope to give me the horoscope for Taurus." The apps gave the expected response, then went silent. But the apps were speaking the unpronounceable character U+D801.space, which kept the app running without making noise. After the apps were reviewed, the stop command was changed to say goodbye, but not stop the app. Further voice commands were met with more silence. Some of the apps would just record what they heard during the silence and send a transcript to the developer. Others followed the silence with a fake error message or alert for a fake device update, both of which asked the user for their password. Security Research Labs took down all the apps and privately reported the results to Google and Amazon. Both companies say they have taken steps to prevent apps from exploiting these measures. Finally, NordVPN says one of its VPN servers at a data center it was renting in Finland was accessed without authorization. The attacker exploited an insecure remote management system that NordVPN says it was unaware was left on the server by the data center operator. NordVPN says no user logs or credentials were available on the server. The attacker could have performed a man-in-the-middle attack to intercept a single connection that tried to access NordVPN through the server. The attacker would not have been able to access VPN traffic on any other server. TechCrunch has seen similar records indicating other providers, including TorGuard and Viking VPN, may have been breached around the same time. TorGuard told TechCrunch a single server was compromised in 2017, but no VPN traffic was accessed. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.